The Whose Turn Is It Anyway podcast is live this year at the UK Games Expo. You can check us out on Friday the 31st of May at 1:30 to 2:30 in the Dice Room, which is in Piazza 4. If you want to get involved in the live episode, then please come along. We can't wait to see you there. Welcome to Whose Turn Is It Anyway, your board gaming podcast where we talk about board games and all that other good stuff related to the hobby. We're back again with another bloopers episode. We got more outtakes, bloopers, cock-ups, and God knows what else we've got in this episode. You know the drill by now, so sit back, relax. Let me present Can I Get a Rewind Volume 7.
You could just sing Let's Talk About Hex, that'd be lovely.
No.
Just sing it.
Baby. That's Adrian C. You can't take his trademark.
No,
I'm
don't
allowing
want
him to. He's. I'll give that him permission.
That means he's. Right. He needs to know the words.
No, I don't want to. No. All right. Anyway. Let's talk about Hex.
Baby. Let's talk about you Hex. And me. Let's talk about all the board games.
No.
Right.
No. No. No.
Take two.
Moving on up.
Time to break free.
Nothing can stop Curly.
Now, dun.
I feel like you're just psyching me up.
Really? Button you up before I peg you down.
Oh, lovely. Can't wait. See, with the fact that you need a peg is the problem.
Yeah, I need a peg.
It's that small he needs to go for artificial.
Travel Willy.
Travel Willy, yeah. That's fine. I genuinely like it. Like when you were rubbing me down with tea, who won the other?
Yeah, that's right. I have to.
I think that's funny. I like that.
Rubbing you what?
I don't. Well, rubbing me off.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. All over his tits, and then
I'm not
going
to mention it on the podcast, Tambo. You have to mention it. Have you ever recorded a whole episode and forgot to hit record?
No.
We recorded off his laptop rather than that.
Yeah, that was the early days.
Yeah, that was the early days.
But then I cropped it.
Yeah. Three episodes.
And I recorded off my headset mic, not that mic, so it's easily done.
I'm glad
damn Windows auto switch.
Nice.
Yeah, it just goes, oh, have that one.
Yeah, the mic disconnected and then reconnected and it just went, oh, I'm switching over to your headset.
Thanks, Bill Gates.
All right, guys. So with that, again, very... start again.
Can I get a rewind? Check it out. 7 days.
Then your bed didn't feel.
Dan, be yourself.
That's what I do!
Yellow card. And with that, again, very much... Oh, God, why am I struggling with that bit?
Hoplo, or Hoplomachus Victorum, which is the solo-only game. And I'm fucked this up already, so let me just rewind a bit.
You do a draft at the start. Last player gets to pick first. I'm losing my voice.
So I'm gonna be greedy. I'm gonna go next because it's
you're really spineless.
I know. Because it's kind of him. JP's gone awfully camp. Sorry,
he's gone.
Yeah.
Okay.
There's one outtake that
disgraceful.
I've listened to is me just bollocking the kids.
Shut up! Trying to record.
Something like that.
Shut up, Ken.
No, me crazy. He left the shit stain all over the toilet. Was it me? Yeah. It was fucking one of you.
Carry on.
Don't make me ban you, Mr.
You can't ban greatness.
No, I can't, but I can ban you.
No, it's not happening.
Can ban.
Kanban.
It's
a great game.
Kanban
is a great game.
Who's it made by again?
It's made by some guy called Lacerda.
Yeah.
Never heard of him.
Nah.
Never heard of him.
Not for me.
Do you own Kanban?
Oh, can you just fuck off?
Do you own Kanban?
I don't.
Yeah.
No, but still. His Lacerda bashing. Just why? For the sake of Lacerda bashing.
Yeah. Why don't you own the Kanban?
He's being a dick.
You played one game. Curly.
You only played one.
It's quite impressive that it put me off that much.
You're going to talk about Lacerda game, eh? Curly's a wanker, Curly's a wanker, Curly's a wanker. I love him.
Thanks, mate.
It's all right.
I don't know what I was saying. What was I saying?
Something to do with pork sword.
Pork sword, yeah. Pork sword. I love a bit of pork sword.
Yeah.
Yes, dip in the ear, with dip in the nose.
With peas?
Do you keep the fat peas on?
I do keep the fat on, yeah. No skin.
Do you keep the fat on?
Yeah.
No, I remove it prior.
Do you like crackling?
What the fuck was I saying?
I don't know.
You were talking about the tech tree.
Moving on up. Moving on now.
Trying to break free. Nothing can stop me. I just realised I don't know that many Sting songs.
Well, what's
that one with Craig David?
Yeah, we could do it.
7 days. Sometimes in life you feel the fight is over.
The righteous are on the wall.
Yeah.
If you're this loud every time, you're going to have to sit outside the door and just shout through, I think.
Love it, love it.
So go on a Wednesday.
On a Friday. I'm too knackered by Sunday.
Carry on. So to officially cover it, Davey, I think you've pretty much said your position.
Yes, I am. I'm going back to the Roman times because I think it'd be fun.
Yeah, fair play.
Yeah, and I want to see the whole political landscape sculpt between, you know, in front of me. Some of the philosophers from that time. Oh,
I just want to see tits.
The bird, right? The bird?
Yes.
Yeah, the blue tit, grey tit. Yeah.
European birds.
Thrush, stay away from that one.
There, I know.
There's me with trying to, like, theory of mind.
I know.
And then there's JP.
JP, drag it.
Tits.
That's not going in.
No, yeah. I'm going in. I was about to call it the cuck shed, as my mate keeps calling it, but it's not the cuck shed. I won't be living in there.
What happens in a cuck shed?
It's where you get banished to. Yeah. It's now where you live.
I thought that's
Let's
where
not go
Gemma
down this conversation.
No, took over men. No, no, it's where you get cuckolded into the other room. Yeah,
just sit
In a shed.
In a shed. It's
I think
it's not
we've
shed,
got
it's
different definitions
building.
Of what cucking is.
Why is it?
Yeah, but then she would have them in the building, I think, is
well,
the joke,
you'd,
isn't
you'd
it?
Be whacking one out in the wardrobe or something.
Why is it like, you know, why is
through
it
the slats.
Why is in a shed, not like in a rose bush? Or
like in a shed, not in a rose bush?
No, but why is the shed a place for cucking? Why is it not like somewhere else, like in the middle of like a,
I don't know. I don't like, know. It's like wasn't my, it wasn't my choice or my decision. This is what my friend used to take the piss.
Part of that's my fault, but I think we'll start that one again.
Yeah, it's fine. So,
don't even know how to edit that bit. Look at where I begin.
So,
I'll lead you in.
Okay.
Cool. Animal Kingdom, so you're really looking forward
like
to that.
Animals.
Well, my mum and my brother are going to be there as well as my wife. So.
Didn't realise
I mean,
that.
Maybe we could, but probably we want to give them earplugs.
Well, if anything, that is probably like animals. You're fine.
I've just come.
Sorry, mum.
I'm sorry, mum.
Yeah, my little brother's actually concerned about that. He's like, you're going to be banging all the time, aren't you? And I'm like, well, mate, let's just say, make sure you've got some fucking earplugs. So, yeah,
Mickey Mouse style ones.
Yeah.
Does it actually block out the sound? It makes everything sound like Mickey Mouse.
Oh, Curly! Oh, Curly!
Oh, boy! Oh, boy! Oh, real boy!
That's what I actually sound like. Sorry,
darkness.
What are you looking for? Dan needs to do his bit anyway. What are you looking forward to, Dan?
I'm looking forward to you lot fucking off to Essen. I'll be playing solo games, and I never play solo games.
That's not what Vicky said.
Let's carry on, JP.
Okay.
Yeah.
Carry on, me.
Yeah.
Right,
no, carry sees. It's always a tease. It's always sexual innuendos.
Yeah. That's Sid James' impression.
I might look at that.
It's mentioned that every day, isn't it?
And he can't ever remember the name.
It's like, about, what's that combo game when you fight?
Oh yeah, I forgot I said that. I did, yeah. I forgot
what's the game
that.
With the combos in the fight?
Combo
I said that as a joke after you told me. I'm
not that much, really. Yeah, I forgot, I'm sorry.
Archipelago.
Cavernia.
Which one is it?
Archipelago.
Cool. Would you rather pee standing down or have to fill out a form for 2 hours to fornicate? Was one of them, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Pee lying down, wasn't it?
Yeah, pee lying down rather than standing
every time
down.
You pee, you need to be lying down.
Yeah.
We all know I love a form. So that's not true. I hate forms. You always see me angry. It's filling out a form.
He really hates peeing lying down.
Formicate, eh?
Formication.
Yeah. Sorry.
You calling the devil again?
Yeah, that's right. I felt it coming and I thought I'd warn you. We'll talk about that in a bit as well, yeah.
Because we've got to mention Mark anyway, so it's going to come up.
Sorry, I had to.
That's
all
right, that's all right.
So but at least I'll warn you about
it. Exactly. Nicely done.
I've just got a picture of you, Rob.
And the boss character looks a bit like him.
Was he one of the bears?
Joel played with a character that looked like Rob.
Yeah,
no, it was just a good. It was a really fun experience.
And if you love the game, so in the cards, all the characters have got towels around their waists. You can buy the expansion with the towels on there.
Oh, the towels off expansion.
The towels off expansion. Not for me, but I can understand why some people would love it. Again, it was ridiculously good fun.
Which is the new game by Simone.
I love you.
Come on, yeah.
Just Simone.
Just ask JP who it was. And Simone.
Simone.
Fine.
What's her name?
Her name?
Mm-hmm.
It's a dude.
Really?
Yeah.
What's his name?
Simone.
Great, do it for me. Well, this is making out of the blue.
Think about the fact that he moans. So, he doesn't, but just think.
Simone and Pumba. So.
Timone.
It's the same.
No, that's how I'm getting into my head. Shut up.
That's
hard. Timone and
Lucio. Timone, Lucio, and Luciani.
And Pumba.
And Pumba Turtle.
Can't believe you called him Pumba.
Oh, God. Right, so.
I can't look at you when you do
it. Pick a worker and place it on a spot. And if it's.
Why?
Because I had a notification. I apologise.
It's watching football.
No. Notification. I've had Facebook open this whole time. Yeah, not a single sound come out of it.
Come on, you reds.
Oh, sorry, we're recording.
He's going in the bloopers, Rob. You're a bit ashamed. Sorry, I've been watching football while Adrian's
talking.
I wasn't
watching football.
Sorry, I'm so tired. Can we just wrap this up? We're going to go to bed.
I've done my bits. Can I go now?
No. If I sit here and listen intently, I am going to fall asleep. That's right. I've got to keep...
It's all right. You can play...
We've got to go for a Galactic Cruise, yeah?
I know.
And a few other bits.
Yeah, we got Last Station London as well.
No, I need to do that. It's probably...
I've got mine.
Yeah,
just in case.
I was going to do that.
Just in case. But at the Premier Inn, I've pre-ordered it because I forgot I get business rates.
Oh, yeah.
Makes sense.
Don't listen, Taxman. He doesn't get business rates. He doesn't mean that.
No, I pay full price. Yeah?
Yeah. Cut that out.
Full price. My wife. It's
who's doing the drive?
Bizzle. Moi. Oof.
He's such a control freak, he wouldn't let anybody else drive anyway.
It's true. Yeah. He's not wrong.
Fair.
He was not wrong.
No.
So we just got to keep him entertained.
They'll only fuck it up, wouldn't they?
They'll only take a wrong turn.
That's your control issue.
You'd be sat in the passenger seat going, I knew I should have fucking drove.
You're like, oh my, this has been a disaster.
So we basically just got to keep him entertained with music, keep him laughing
fed
at jokes.
Fed, topped up with
sugar.
Ellie.
Yeah.
Play Voidfall.
is that a fucking game? That
it's actually in the table right now.
Is it?
Because we played on Friday.
How big is that box?
It's huge, mate.
The game's amazing.
Oh, I bet shit.
It fucking isn't. It's not.
Stop putting the games down that you don't like.
It's amazing.
That you've never played. And you've got nothing to say about.
What's the score of it on BGG?
The weight?
Yeah.
4.5
something.
Yeah, no, I don't play anything over 3.
It's a meaty bit.
All right, Ian.
It's a bit heavy. I genuinely don't. I was reading the chat when you guys talked about, and David's like,
I really liked it, but I've got a fucking headache now.
Yeah, if David's got a headache, you know it's fucking heavy.
Yeah, that's out of my league.
Yeah.
So good.
I only say it to wind him up.
Then
it does.
No,
then. Hey, when you say stuff about games you won't try.
Yeah, well, he reminds me of Curly, because he's like, oh, fucking Lacerda shit. And I'm like, mate, you play one fucking game and you just write off an entire designer of his collection. It's like, don't be a dick. And he's like, oh, I reserve the right to be a dick.
Fuck you!
Yeah, like, I'm trying to shake you! Yeah.
Anyway. This is why I do it, because it's funny.
Yeah. No, it's all good, it's all good.
What I want to know is that Voldemort, he couldn't even take over a school. Yet Darth Vader could take over whole galaxies. Yeah, they always obsessing over that Voldemort crap.
But okay.
Darth Vader, he got on the galaxies, and Voldemort, he can't even do it. Wizzy one crap on the school.
No, Vader killed kids.
Well, that is true.
Voldemort did, technically.
Voldemort did too. Yes, that is true.
He did.
Yeah.
But then he goes, oh, Voldemort. Right, you ready, Rob? Because we're coming to
imagine
you.
Imagine if he was trying to sneeze. Over! Over!
He just killed people.
Over!
His family must be terrified. Oh, God. He said, what? I'm just sneezing.
It'd be easy. He hasn't got a nose.
Over!
Yeah. just fly out of his face. Wonder. Right, this just took a weird turn.
It did. It went to Harry Potter.
Oh, bloody Alveda. You're bastard.
You're bastard. They don't say that.
You're bastard. They want to.
Ooh, you're bastard.
They want to say it, but they can't, can they?
Okay. Ooh, my space grapes!
Space grapes.
Smell B, innit?
I never watched Bo Selecta.
Oh, we got to rectify it. You probably won't like it.
No, it's brilliant. It's so funny.
The only reason I didn't like it.
Pretty.
Right?
Daniel Benningfield.
The only reason I didn't like it.
It's my things. What are
that's all every. As soon, like, people were just talking to each other. Yeah. In this other language.
We've been doing it for months.
I know. And so I'm like, yeah, I want no part of that.
Schmickles.
That Dan's ignited it. Because like when it came out in early 2000s.
I triggered you.
Like I would watch this shit religiously and then we'd go out and like, you know, I'd mates who would just quote it all night. We'd be the ones that were quoting it all night.
I'm sitting at the bar and all I can hear is this shit. And I'm just like, yeah, I want it.
And I had a mate, Dan. I want no part of this. Not you, but another mate, Dan. And he was like, yeah, he's like, he just didn't get it. Yep. He just did not get it. And he was like, oh. Talk about this shit again, and then I kind of, you know, grew up. Years are gone, you know, and it kind of lay dormant. This part of me, this Bo Selecta part of me, until Expo. And I share a room with this, and it's your fault because you should have been there.
Yeah, sorry.
Yeah,
and then
and we were watching Bo Selecta videos till about 1 a.m.
Check the cone.
Absolutely pissing ourselves. Having a great time.
It was great fun.
See?
And now it's back.
If I had gone, would you be on this podcast?
That's a good
you
point.
You wouldn't be a
sliding door moment.
Oh, butterfly effect.
What a multiverse.
There we go.
In a different universe, he wouldn't be.
Maybe.
Don't know.
Star Wars, not Lord of the Rings.
I thought you were Jawa.
Very good.
Jeez.
Get it in, did you?
Yeah.
See, it doesn't annoy me as much as it does Curly.
Curly's not here, so it's fine.
He'll listen to this.
Though. He hates it.
Yeah.
Love you.
A week, maybe 2 weeks. Depends if an expansion pack comes out. I can't remember the schedule. This will be cut out. It's all good. And
maybe not. I don't know.
I'll just say two weeks.
Production.
Yeah, it's good production. I thought it was a breakfast that you won.
Why wasn't that real breakfast?
I can't remember. Why was I so hacked
off? That would have been so funny.
I can't remember why I was so hacked off because it wasn't the breakfast that started it. I was already in an awful.
Because you guys
slept shit.
You both of you
was
slept.
Was that what it was?
You had a shit night's sleep.
I had a shit night's sleep as well.
I remember you
I
all.
I think there
all
was something
like,
else, and I wasn't in the mood already. Yeah. And then
they had the breakfast debacle, and that just put you over the edge.
What happened to breakfast?
So, do you actually not know?
No, genuinely.
It was nothing major, but I spoke to them the night before. I said, I want breakfast in the morning. How do I go about? Oh, yeah, that's fine. Just go down in the morning and speak to them. They'll be able to sort you out. Okay, fine. Went to bed, and then I woke up in the morning, and there was this notice on the thing that says you have to order it the night before. And I was like, right. So I went downstairs and explained. Oh, I was like, no, you've got to order it the night before. I was like, but literally, this old dear, I literally asked her. Anyway, so I was fuming.
Did you get breakfast?
Did not get a breakfast.
Motherfucker.
And I was not happy.
Yeah.
I walked downstairs and said, what's the deal with breakfast? And they went, oh, you just go in there. And I got myself a bacon bat.
I didn't tell him that.
Oh, mate, yeah, good luck.
He did later. He makes that obviously so altruistic, but he did later.
Later when you chilled out and smiled.
Yeah, I was cheered up. Too much out and over today. JP's exhausted.
You play out and over today?
Yeah, I'm playing on BJ. Done.
Oh, I've never played Out and Over.
See, you had a busy day, and then Shell was like, we do play Out and Over.
Thanks, babe. Nice. She always jumps in. It's like a superhero with a shit power. That just said, you're shit.
That's a wife. That's a wife superpower.
Yeah.
No, you didn't.
Yeah.
No, you never.
Shut up. You didn't do that. Oh.
Yeah.
How are you, chaps?
Huh?
How are you?
All?
How now, brown cow?
Yes.
How are you all?
How are you?
Fuck's sake. Sorry.
I can hear you, Clem Fandango.
Stephen, can you hear me, Stephen?
This is why
Davey and Dan have been banned from doing a
monologue. Yes.
When I'm first player, no Davey, no Dan.
Yes. So we start chucking in biscuit facts for the breaks.
Oh.
No. He was chucking biscuit facts.
Beautiful, mate. It's beautiful.
Yeah. No, I spent. Stay on topic. Stay on topic. Yeah, there we go.
Oh, no, go puns now.
Topics are a bit old, aren't they? Do they even exist anymore?
Rubbish.
I remember.
Don't run a marathon.
I think we need a boost.
Run a marathon. Hey. Like 90? 90?
That made me snicker.
Oh, my God.
There we go.
Yeah.
I wish you'd whisper more.
Dairy milk.
Yeah.
What?
Stick up your bourne, Bill.
He's not lying. Ooh, I've become all flustered. So we luckily, when I find my word,
you normally don't struggle.
I know. This is it's because you've embarrassed me. I've flustered myself.
I think he fancies you.
Hashtag. It's because I made a joke about it, and then I was just like, oh, I don't know where to go from here.
Hashtag Tundish.
Tundish. Finger in the Tundish.
You were thinking of the wrong thing.
I'd rather have chicken than prawns. I'm just saying.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, you don't like seafood.
I'm anti-seafood.
It's horrible. There's never going to be seafood being bought if I'm buying food for myself. So.
Yeah, I mean, you guys enjoy it. I don't trust it.
To be fair, it is all the crap that they've eaten off the bottom of the ocean.
It
so.
Looks like little embryos.
It's like you're eating aliens. Like, it's a different world. Leave them alone, man. Yeah. They didn't ask to be eaten. Cows did.
Did they?
Yeah. Right. Moo. I taste delicious. Oh, moo.
Oh, moo.
Anyway, this has gone a bit weird already. Doobie doo. Doobie doo.
Doobie
doo. Doobie doobie doo. Stingy poo.
They call the Poddington peas.
That at the bottom of the garden. I love the Poddington peas. That kind of goes with the pod, doesn't it?
Yeah. We are the Poddington peas.
The Poddington peas podcast, where we review every episode of the Poddington peas. It's all right, I'll let you eat your pork pie.
Nom 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 nom.
Becky's got meat in her mouth. Becky's got some meat in her mouth. And a chest infection.
That's why.
Is that the antidote? A pork pie?
Yeah. Game makes me ridiculously angry for no reason.
Oh, really?
Yep.
I like Splendor.
Splendor?
Yeah, I know. That is one of the games that I almost got rid of quite a lot of times. That's a big thing for me to say.
Mm.
I don't know what it is about it. I mean, the artwork's very sort of, you know, midweight Euro kind of artwork. I mean, yeah. Splendor is not a midweight Euro.
It's nothing
but
special.
It does
the job, yeah.
But I just get this irrational, I don't know what colour I want. For no reason, I know. It's such
Splendor Tourette's.
Yeah, it is a bit like that, and I don't know why that game causes such a violent reaction in me.
I don't know why.
Because it's just a kind of a colour token, colour thing. Swap that for that.
Becky's cough.
Now you mentioned the cough, it's turned up.
Also, if you want to support the show, please head over to I Fucked Up This Line.
.co.uk.
Love it. But no, thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
No, and all the best for the channel.
Likewise for your podcast.
Yeah.
It seems to be going very quickly. I see you on everything now.
We're like COVID, aren't we? We just get everywhere.
What I did like is you all edit.
I'll edit.
So we're just like the cat.
We're like venereal diseases. And we like to get in all sorts of awkward places. Yeah.
Can't get rid of us.
Don't know.
Apparently the setup for Voidfall is a bit.
It's a bitch.
Yeah. That's the only downside. It's so good that I don't mind because I got rid of Feast of Odin because of the setup. Even though I loved that game, I ended up getting rid of it just because the setup started to do my head in. Because after you've got everything out, you have to then
start putting it back into the little trays. AP for setting up Voidfall.
Yeah.
Because you're looking at the map going right.
JP nearly had a hissy fit.
I did. I nearly lost my shit once.
Did you? Why?
Because. And this is a lesson I'm going to teach everyone who's got Voidfall, and you probably know. Get your notepads out, write this down. So when you set up the map, right, you set up the map, it's all good. And it takes ages to do it, and you go, right, it's all sorted, and all the tokens are on there, the wall, the Void Storms are on there, the Voidborn fleets are on, everything's set up, and you double check the book, and you're all good. And then you realise that you are obviously picking your houses. And then some of the houses have special home tiles. And in my head, I went, oh, God, I'm going to have to rejig this. And the special home tiles are literally on the other side of normal home tiles.
Oh.
So, and I for some reason, didn't think
we
to just switch.
We did the whole thing.
I literally trying to find tiles,
ignoring the home, ignoring the home tiles. Yeah, it was literally right in front of me. But we ignored those and flipped every other one.
And you got to take off all the God.
And I went, I almost said, I can't be bothered. It's like, I can't be bothered to do this.
I can see it boiling with JP. Yeah. I had to keep going, no, mate, it's fine.
You'll enjoy
talking
it.
Talking it back to home
well.
Because I want to play it.
And then we went, it's under the... Yeah, and then that logically makes sense.
Yeah,
of course it would be under the home tiles. Only four of them in the bloody game.
Yeah.
So that was annoying, but not my finest hour.
Not my finest hour.